欢迎网上同实体嘅弟兄姊妹们、福音朋友们平安！欢迎大家一次嚟到主嘅圣殿里边，我哋再次敬拜主，请预备我哋嘅心，开始今日嘅崇拜。我现在奉圣父、圣子、圣灵嘅名，开始今日嘅主日崇拜。请会众站立，敬听宣召经文。今日嘅宣召经文系记载咗喺诗篇31篇15节里边咁话：我终身的事在你手中，求你救我脱离仇敌的手和那些逼迫我的人。请仍然站立，我哋将以下时间交俾黄俊升弟兄带领我哋唱赞美诗。
弟兄姊妹早晨，诗篇108篇3至4节咁话：耶和华，我要在万民中称谢你，在列邦中歌颂你，因为你的慈爱大过诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。让我继续保持站立，开声去赞美我哋嘅主，我们的神。诸天说声。神荣耀尊贵，造物奇妙，让苍生惊叹。伸手赐下无穷尽恩惠，统管四方，权能越过天际。神我的主，荣耀宝座前，列国俯伏敬拜至高的你。神我的主，谁又可比美？颂赞公义圣洁权柄都归于你。诸天说声神荣耀尊贵，造物奇妙，让苍生惊叹。伸手赐下无穷尽恩惠，统管四方，权能越过天际。神我的主，荣耀宝座前，列国俯伏敬拜至高的你。神我的主，谁又可比美？颂赞公义圣洁权柄都归于你。神我的主，荣耀宝座前，列国俯伏敬拜至高的你。神我的主，谁又可比美？颂赞公义圣洁权柄都归于你。你话语，你话语创建一切，看万有无从推诿，尽领呐喊，大开呼应，众唱哈利路亚。你话语见一切， 看漫游，无从退位，尽领呐喊，大海呼应，颂唱哈利路亚，神我的主，荣耀宝座前。列国呼火敬拜至高的你，神我的主，谁又可比美？颂赞公义圣洁权柄都归于你，神我的主，荣耀宝座前，列国呼火敬拜至高的你，神我的主，谁又可比美？颂赞公义圣洁权柄都归于你，颂赞公义圣洁权柄都归于你。会众请坐。主圣灵充满内心，愿你灵火降临，改变内心，要倾出万千思念，愿随从主你道恩，只盼每天能明白你如心，祈求主圣灵充满内心，愿你灵火降临，改变内心，要倾出万千思念，愿随从主你道恩，只盼每天能明白你如心，容我向你委身，容我天天向你步近，唯愿你吸引我，疲乏要靠你更新，没有对比可像主，深切无得见你永面，诚实中赞，情逢衷心敬拜。祈求主圣灵充满内心，愿你灵火降临，改变内心，要倾出万千思念，愿随从主你道恩，只盼每天能明白你如心，容我向你委身，容我天天向你步近，唯愿你吸引我，疲乏要靠你更新，没有对比可像主，深切无得见你永面，诚实中赞，诚逢衷心敬拜，容我向你委身，容我天天向你步近， 唯愿你吸引我，疲乏要靠你更新，没有对比可长驻，心前无得见你荣面，诚实中赞，情逢中心敬拜，诚实中赞，情逢中心敬拜。用我低头祷告，亲爱的天父上帝啊，感谢你赐下你的圣灵去做我们的指引，去教导我们，去提醒我们。主啊，让我们在这个歪曲拨谬的世代，真的靠着主你的圣灵去坚固对你的信心，去持守主你的真道，行走你的天路。我们如此这样祷告，奉我主耶稣基督得圣名祈求，阿门。用我们再次的站立，用以下来这首诗歌去回应对主的信心。这个城市铿锵，许多人众多千百上，很多志向。这里见证城市兴衰，许多人理想都远去，很多破碎。崎岖的高山峻岭，哭泣声中等救星，主必引领，暗里的那光已看不见吗？信心也必远化，更捉紧十架，那管哭泣不暂停，未来得不到保证，神你恩典统领，必不看轻，暗里的那光作我的靠依，承诺从没变化，你应许在此。纵使世界已变样，愿重新找到方向，让我坚守这信仰，凭信必可跨过他这一仗。听见你众儿女呼声，都恳求你念光照遍，施恩眷顾，崎岖的高山峻岭，哭泣声中等救星，主必引领，泪的那光已看不见吗？信心也必远化，更捉紧十架，那管哭泣不暂停，未来得不到保证，神你恩典统领，必不看轻，暗里的那光作我的靠依，承诺从没变化，你应许在此。纵使世界已变样，愿重新找到方向，
让我坚守这信仰，凭信必可跨过他这一障。含泪的那光已看不见吗？瞬间那罐哭泣不暂停，未来得不到保证，神你一点统领必不看轻。含泪的那光作我的靠依，承诺从没变化，你应许在此。纵使世界已变样，愿重新找到方向，让我坚守这信仰，凭信必可跨过他这一障。让我坚守这信仰，凭信必可跨过他这一障。
会众请坐。
接着下来是公祷的时间，让我们同心低头祷告。 Let's pray。 慈悲的天父，我们的神，你的话语告诉我们，我们终身的事在你的手中，求你救我脱离仇敌的手和那些逼迫我们的人。我们要称谢耶和华，求告他的名，在万民中传扬祂的作为，祂亲手所赐下的无穷恩惠，献上感谢。让我们有机会在主的宝座前向你至高的你，神啊，我的主，我们颂赞公义、圣洁、权柄都归于你。祈求主圣灵充满我们的内心，愿你的灵火降临改变我们的心，我们诚实颂赞，呈衷心的敬拜，求你悦纳。纵使世界已经变样，愿重新找到方向，让我们能够继续坚守信仰，跟随你。在新的一年，愿意在主同行中，求主继续赐福给我们，时刻警醒，遵主而行，行主喜悦的事，因为你是道路、真理、生命。让我们再一次将心归你，令我们再次更新蜕变，求你清洗我们的过犯，洁净我们的心，为到世上的战争、纷乱、饥饿、疾病、政治、经济的方向亦都摆上，求神你继续保守，求天父的怜悯继续保守教会、牧者和会众肢体们忠心侍奉，继续为粤语部、儿童部及青少年部的聘牧亦都献上代祷，求你的旨意带领，为到身体上软弱有需要的肢体，在学业上、职业上，求你都与他们同在，保守和赐给他们从你而来的福分。外游的观众亦都恭敬拜上，特别亦都为到等候 PR 的弟兄姊妹们，亦都求你保守和赐福给他们。为到今天的崇拜和讲员的正道，亦都恭敬摆上，愿你透过讲员带来你的话语和信息，来坚定我们对你的信念。我们同心祷告，是奉主耶稣基督得圣名字祈求， Amen。 接着下来是今天的信息经文，记载在《使徒行传》五章十二至四十二节里面，这么说： 主席使徒的手在民间行了许多神迹奇事，他们都同心合意地在所罗门的廊下，其余的人没有一个敢贴近他们，百姓却尊重他们。信义归主的人越发添增添，连男带女很多，甚至有人将病人抬到街上，放在床上或褥子上，指望彼得过来的时候，或者得他的影儿照在什么人身上。还有许多人带着病人和被污鬼缠磨的，从耶路撒冷四围的城邑来，全都得了医治。大祭司和他的一切同人，就是杀到该教门的人，都起来满心忌恨，就下手拿住使徒收在外监。但主的使者夜间开了监门，领他们出来说，你们去站在殿里，把这生命的道都讲给百姓听。使徒听了这话，天将亮的时候就进殿里去教训人。大祭司和他的同人来了，叫齐公会的人和以色列列祖的众长老，就差人到监里去，要把使徒提出来。但差役到了，不见他们在监里，就回来禀报说，我们看见监牢关得极妥当，看守的人也站在门外，直至开了门，里面的人一都不见。守殿官和祭司长听见这话，心里烦难，不知这事将来如何。有一个人来禀报说，你们收在监里的人现在站在殿里教训百姓。于是守殿官和差役去带使徒来，并没有用强暴，因为怕百姓用石头打他们。带到了，便叫使徒站在公会前，大祭司问他们说，我们不是严严地禁止你们不可奉这名教训人吗？你们倒把你们的道理充满了耶路撒冷，想要叫这人的血归到我们身上。彼得和众使徒回答说，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，我们的祖宗的神已经叫他复活了，神且用右手将他高举，叫他作君王作救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。我们为这事作见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这事作见证。公会的人听到就极其恼怒，想要杀他们。但有一个法利赛人名叫卡玛列，是众百姓所敬重的教法师，在公会中站起来，吩咐人把使徒暂且带到外面去，就对众人说，以色列人啊，论到这些人，你们应当小心怎样办理。从前丢大起来自夸为大，服从他的人约有四百，他被杀后服从他的全部散了，归于无有。此后报名册上的时候，又有加利利的犹大起来，引诱那些百姓跟从他，他也灭亡，服从他的人也都四散了。现在我劝你们不要管这些人，任凭他们吧。他们所谋的、所行的，若是出于人，必要败坏；若是由出于神，你们就不能败坏他们，恐怕你们倒是攻击神了。公会的人听从了他，便叫使徒来把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道，就把他们释放了。他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因被算是配为这名受辱。他们就每日在殿里，在家里不住地教训人，传耶稣基督是基督。愿神祝福的话语。接着那是讲道的时间，讲题是被呼召作见证， 是由鄭培芬博士為我們證道，傳譯由林李影雲姊妹為我們傳譯廣東話。我們將以下的時間交給她。 We welcome Dr. Mary Ho。
Good morning.
大家早晨。
I am so sorry I don't speak Cantonese.
好抱歉我唔講廣東話。
I'm from Taiwan.
我台灣嚟嘅。
So I understand Mandarin and speak Mandarin.
我懂國語，可以講國語。
Not well either.
其實都唔係講得好好嘅。
Because I grew up in Africa.
因為咧，我係出生響非洲。
So I always, so my hus, I'm here with my husband John。
我嘅先生同我一齊，阿John。
So John always calls me his African wife。
咁佢時時話我咧係佢嘅非洲太太。
So today I have the honor to speak on persecution from Acts chapter 5.
今天很榮幸可以跟大家分享《使徒行傳》第五章如何被逼迫的經歷。
So I lead a mission organization called All Nations。
我就是跟一個宣教的機構叫做 All Nations 來到工作的。
That trains and sends workers to actually many of the persecuted areas in the world。
是服侍一些很大的地方，是不同的傳福音的人士，他們都是遭受到逼迫。
And we see persecution and martyrdom from the very beginning of missions。
我們呢也都見證到呢很多的傳福音的弟兄姊妹是受逼迫。
But before I start, I would like to show you a short video of a worker that we sent out.
未開始之前想大家看一看一個短的影片。
He was actually half Chinese.
其實他是半個中國人。
And since he was 18, he felt God called him to a people group called the North Sentinelese.
咁佢係覺得十八歲受神嘅呼召，去到一個特別嘅一個人群嘅當中嚟到傳福音。
So the North Sentinelese are people that have never contacted any outsiders in modern history.
咁呢一族嘅人群咧，佢哋從來未同外界嘅世界嘅其他嘅人嘅文化去有接觸過。
And they are on a small island off the coast of India.
咁呢一個特別嘅人群嘅民族咧，就係喺一個好細嘅島嶼，喺應該係亞洲印度海洋附近嗰度。
And we sent out this young man in November 2018.
咁咧就喺11月18號咧，我哋就差派呢個年輕人去嗰度。
Okay, so can I have the video? Oh, let me see. Does this work? Hold on.
公開的場面來到傳福音的時候，他們會隨時是再被去捉回的。
And secondly, there was a great increase in the number of healings and signs and wonders.
除了他們大膽去剛強壯膽很公眾地傳福音之外，他們那個能行奇事、能行神蹟、醫治這個能力是不斷的出現。
Because before this, we only heard of one miracle, and that was in chapter 2, where the lame beggar was healed and started walking.
咁咧，我哋咧嗱，其實第五章之前咧，我哋淨係見過一次嘅神醫治嘅啫，就喺第二章唔能夠喐嘅人俾彼得佢哋醫翻好。
But by chapter 5, it says that the towns around Jerusalem.All brought their sick.
但係咧，到第五章咧，我哋睇落去咧就話，全個耶路撒冷城內嘅所有有疾病嘅人咧，都湧入嚟求醫。
And they And they lined the streets of Jerusalem with sick people.
所有嗰啲奇難雜症嘅，個個都瞓曬喺嗰啲街嗰度等求醫。
And it says in verse 16, all were healed.
咁喺第十六節就話所有嘅都被治好。
Thirdly, there was a God increase the church, the ecclesia.
第三點咧就係咧，呢個教會信嘅人咧係日漸咁樣咧繼續嘅持升去增加。
Of both men and women,
男男女女。
In fact, this is the first mention of women believing and being part of the church.
亦都係咧第一次喺《使徒行傳》呢度咧講及咧女性咧都係成為信徒。
Last year, a friend of mine published a book, her research.
咁去年咧，我有個朋友咧係做咗一啲嘅research 去寫一本書，搜集啲資料。
And the research shows that globally, women make up the majority of the church.
咁原來咧，全球咧，女人咧佔信徒嘅比例咧係高嘅。But, 高過男人。
But you see, it started Acts chapter 5.
咁其實咧幾時開始㗎？《使徒行傳》第五章已經開始㗎啦。
And fourthly, the apostles' fame and publicity increased.
咁咧，使徒嘅名聲啊，亦都係大大嘅傳開。
But then it induced jealousy.
但係咧，你一威咧，咁你就會引起你嫉妒。
And because of jealousy, there was an increase in conflict and persecution.
咁因為嫉妒嘅緣故咧，亦都引起好多嘅衝突啊，同埋嘅控訴。
And because the apostles were so popular, it says that the Sadducees were filled with jealousy.
咁因為咧，呢啲使徒咧係非常嘅出名啊，人人都去揾佢哋啦。咁所以咧，嗰啲撒都該人咧係非常嘅恨記恨。
And you can see the persecution is already increasing because before they only arrested Peter and John.
咁我哋睇到跟住落去咧，就睇到呢一個逼迫嘅行動越嚟越多。初頭咧，佢哋淨係監禁阿彼得同埋約翰。
But this time, out of jealousy, they arrested all 12 apostles and put them in prison.
咁我哋跟住睇落去咧，佢哋跟住咧係會捉拿其他嘅信徒、使徒係嚟到監禁佢哋嘅。
So jealousy was the main cause of the increasing persecution.
咁我哋睇到咧，原來人與人之間嘅嫉妒咧，可以驅使好多逼迫嘅暴力嘅行動。
Jealousy and envy starts inside our hearts.
咁我哋話我哋有啲嫉妒，嫉妒其實係由心而嚟嘅。
But when it grows，
但係當佢繼續咁樣嚟到打滾嘅時候
，the destruction is external。
咁嗰個喺內心嘅嫉妒就繼續咁樣嚟到萌芽發展嘅時候咧，就會顯示喺我哋嘅外表。
And this passage is about the external persecution triggered by jealousy.
咁跟住我嚟睇呢段嘅經文咧，就係講咧，原來內心嘅嫉妒會引起外在嘅逼迫。
So all of us, if we experience envy and jealousy, we do have to repent.
所以我哋都係一個提醒啦。當我哋每人經歷到一啲嫉妒同埋好太羨慕到嫉妒嘅時候，我哋要小心，因為好可能會呈現喺我哋嘅身外，成為一種嘅罪性。
So by chapter 5, the apostle had continued to preach Jesus, although they'd been warned before not to do so.
所以喺第五章我哋睇到呢啲使徒係不斷咁樣嚟到係傳耶穌嘅名，傳耶穌嘅道，雖然佢哋被警告唔可以咁做。
So the Sanhedrin arrested all 12 disciples.
咁所以咧，呢個嗰個公會咧就係有捉拿咗所有嘅十二個呢個門徒。
But how sad that the motivation for this persecution is jealousy.
但係我哋咧睇到原來背後嘅動機係咁樣，真係好可惜。
But then it says while the apostles were thrown into public prison.
咁咧，但係跟住有記載咧，就話咧，當呢啲使徒咧係被拉咗入去呢個公共嘅監房裏邊嘅時候
，And because it was a public prison, so the angel of the Lord came at night and opened the doors and rescued the apostles.
咁我哋睇到響十九至到二十節嗰度話，夜晚黑咧，神嘅使者咧就嚟到咧，係打開嗰個監門俾佢哋。
But because this was a public prison, everyone, the whole town, knew that it was an angel that rescued them.
咁因為咧呢一個嘅監獄咧係一個公開嘅監獄，咁所以咧所有嘅平民百姓事後咧都有機會知道。
And this was very humiliating for the Sadducees because they do not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and they do not believe in angels.
咁呢樣嘢傳咗出去咧，就令到嗰啲嘅撒都該人咧係非常嘅尷尬，因為佢哋一直以嚟都係唔相信主耶穌係已經復活嘅呢一個嘅事實。
But now all of Jerusalem know that an angel has rescued the 12 disciples who preach about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
但係而家全個城嘅人咧都知道咧，呢個十二使徒咧係被逼迫、被監禁嘅時候，都係神嘅使者嚟到拯救佢哋。
How humiliating for the jealous Sadducees!
咁對於呢啲滿有嫉妒嘅撒都該人嚟講咧，你話真係你話好，真係好醜啦，好冇面。
And furthermore, the angels, instead of saying to the apostles, go and hide for safety.
咁咧，呢個使者咧，亦都係吩咐約翰同埋彼得，就叫佢哋咧去嗰個去個聖殿嗰度。
No, the angel said, go back to the temple court and tell people all about this new life.
對唔住，我正話翻譯錯咗。呢啲神嘅使者冇叫佢哋你哋放監啦，匿埋啦，避一避啦嚇，著草啦冇。佢話叫佢哋走去嗰個大殿嗰度嚟到係宣佈神嘅要佢哋講嘅福音。
And some translations say all the words of this new life。
咁咧傳講生命嘅道，咁有一啲傳講咩咧？係生命嘅道，但係有啲嘅版本咧，好似 New King James 咧，就話係 All the words of this life。
So we like the apostles are called to be witnesses。
咁咧，我哋咧其實好似同當日嘅使徒一樣，我哋係被呼召出嚟係作見證。
We are called to be witnesses who preach the whole message。
我哋係被呼召出嚟，係做一個見證人，係傳講一個整全嘅信息。乜嘢信息咧
？We are called to preach the whole message of this new life, not just part of it.
我哋係要原原本本嘅將呢個整全嘅生命嘅信息係完完全全嘅講出嚟，唔係講一部分。
And the life here refers to the new and everlasting life we have in Jesus Christ.
咁呢個生命係指咩咧？係指我哋信咗基督之後，我哋有一個永恆永久嘅生命。
So after the Sadducees find an empty jail, they arrested the 12 disciples again.
咁咧，當呢啲嘅撒都該人咧發覺咗呢兩個人咧，居然咧唔喺嗰個監獄。咁啊，好嬲！佢哋就再去想捉曬呢啲人，再收監。
And they brought them before the Sanhedrin。
咁佢咧就將佢哋帶到響嗰啲嘅公會，猶太人嘅公會嘅當中。
And the Sanhedrin charged them with two offences。
咁咧呢個公會嗰啲人咧就係控訴佢哋兩樣罪狀。
The first one is they had disobeyed their earlier order to stop teaching in Jesus' name.
第一個控訴就係你哋居然咧違反我哋之前吩咐你嘅嘢，叫你唔好再傳道，你哋唔好聽到。
And the second one was that the disciples were accusing the Sanhedrin for Jesus' crucifixion.
咁第二樣嘅控訴就係話佢哋話點解你哋走去同人講耶穌？受害的事是一个罪，你将这个罪状归咎在我们的身上啊。
And instead of shrinking back, this is how Peter replied.
咁咧，彼得冇因为佢哋嘅控诉而畏缩，而彼得系咁样讲。
He says we must obey God rather than human beings.
咁咧，彼得嘅回答就系我哋一定要顺从神，而唔系去顺从人。
And then Peter says, "We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him."
咁咧，我哋係要而家咧係講呢啲嘅事實， 我哋要为耶稣作见证，圣灵咧系赐我哋呢个能力咧嚟到系作证。
When Peter replied, "Will witnesses of these things, or 为这事做见证?"
我哋系为呢样事嚟到作见证。
This 这事 thing actually is rhema in Greek.
咁咧要为这事作见证，这事咧响希腊文讲系rhema。
And it, which means the utterances or the words of God.
Rhema 嘅意思即是话咧系喋喋不休嘅，有碗讲碗，有碟讲碟咁样嚟讲出嚟，为神而讲。
So we are to be witnesses of God's utterances, God's words.
所以我哋系要不断嘅完全地系讲神要我哋所讲嘅嘢。
And the Holy Spirit Himself is a witness of Jesus Christ.
咁咧，神嘅灵咧，圣灵咧，亦都系为咧主耶稣咧系作见证。
And this Holy Spirit who witnesses lives in us, with us, and He speaks through us.
而呢个神嘅灵、圣灵咧，系住喺我哋嘅当中，系在我哋嘅住喺我哋嘅当中，驱使我哋去作事，喺后边咧系同我哋同在。
As witnesses, God calls us to be courageous.
咁咧系呢个见证咧系需要我哋系神要我哋系有勇气。
He asks us to not just ask what is the safest thing to do.
神唔系问话唔系要我哋去疑问喂咁做掂唔掂噶得唔得噶安唔安全噶。
But what does God want me to do to obey Him?
而却系咧神系需要我哋咧去唔怕唔需要害怕去做嘅时候，因为系神嘅吩咐为神而做。
So the word witness occurs.34 times in the New Testament.
所以咧，我哋睇到咧，系见证呢个字咧，系出现响使徒响新约系34次。
And it occurs the most times actually in the Book of Acts.
咁啊响使徒行传咧出现嘅次数系最多。
And often today, we think if we share the gospel one or two times in the shopping mall, that is witness.
咁好多時咧，我哋而家以為咧嚇，攞啲單張走去嗰個摩嗰度，喺個商場同人哋派幾個張單張或者講幾句，咁我哋就係做咗見證啦。
But in Scripture, witness 見證人 is totally different。
但係咧，見證人咧喺聖經裏邊咧所講嘅意思係好唔同。
Witnesses are those who have seen and heard and been with Jesus.
見證人呢，係指嗰啲見過耶穌、經歷過耶穌嘅人。
And because the 12 apostles were chosen because they've been with Jesus from the very beginning.
咁十二使徒點解係叫做使徒呢？因為佢哋係親眼經歷過、見過、認識過耶穌。
They have witnessed the resurrection.
佢哋眼見睇到耶穌嘅肉身復活。
And similarly, we every day we have experienced Jesus.
而我哋咧，雖然我哋冇親眼見過，但係我哋嘅生命當中，我哋經歷過主耶穌。
We have seen him. We've seen him at work.
我哋雖然冇肉眼見到，但係喺我哋嘅經歷當中，猶如我哋好似親眼見過佢。
We have heard his words.
我哋聽過佢嘅説話。
And we have experienced him.
我哋亦都係同佢嘅係經歷過佢同我哋一齊。
And so witnesses are those who know and know and know that Jesus is real and he is true because we have seen him and experienced him.
咁點解我哋咁確信？我哋嘅信嘅主耶穌係咁真，係無假嘅咧，係因為我哋經歷過佢，我哋猶如係親眼見過佢，親耳聽過佢。
And the Greek word for witness is actually martes, which means martyrs.
咁其實咧，如果見證人呢個字咧，如果你直譯翻譯咧，其實即係殉道者咁解。
And so because we have experienced Jesus, we have the boldness.To witness about him because we know and know and know he's real.
咁因為我哋經歷過耶穌嘅時候，所以我哋先至有呢一個膽量同埋勇氣去為佢作見證。
So the courage and the boldness does not come just from personality or gift of evangelism.
啊，咁呢個呢個膽量，呢個勇氣，唔係話因為哎呀佢做人不嬲都好勇嘅，佢好點嘅，唔係，係因為我哋親眼經歷過神，呢個勇氣由認識神而嚟嘅。
But our boldness comes from having been with Jesus and know Jesus.
我哋嘅經歷認識過耶穌，我哋激佢同我哋嘅同行同在，令到我哋有呢個勇氣。
So witnesses, we don't just share Jesus once or twice.
啊，咁所以咧，啊為耶穌作見證人咧，唔係啊派下單張講下同人提下耶穌咁我信，唔係呢啲咁簡單嘅嘢。
But we obey Him over a lifetime.
而咧作主耶穌嘅見證人，我哋一生裏邊都係要順服佢。
The disciples obeyed since Jesus gave them the Great Commission in chapter 1.
咁由使徒行传第一章开始，嗰啲嘅使徒咧就已经系接受咗耶稣所颁发嘅大使命。
And they followed him and witnessed him all their lives.
所以咧，喺佢哋嘅一生当中，佢哋都系跟随耶稣，跟随佢嘅吩咐。
And all of them, except for Apostle John, was martyred.
所有嘅跟從佢嘅使徒都係殉道嘅，除咗約翰係唔係殉道而離世。
Now Jesus is the one that says, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
咁因為耶穌咧就話咧去你哋要去使信我嘅人成為門徒。
But yet here he says to them, don't leave Jerusalem. Stay, wait."
咁但係呢度咧。就係講咧，唔好離開耶路撒冷先，先喺耶路撒冷嗰度等一等。
To tell people to not leave town is a very strange way to start a missionary movement.
因為之前咧，耶穌頒發大使命之前，叫佢哋去到地極啊嘛，係咪？但係呢度咧又話咧，唔好離開，唔好出埠先，留喺耶路撒冷，好似有啲怪。
But to stay in Jerusalem was actually the most dangerous place.Because Jesus, their master, had just been crucified.
咁啊，其實咧，要留翻喺耶路撒冷都係好危險嘅事嘅，因為冇幾耐耶穌先至喺耶路撒冷呢一帶嘅附近嘅地區被釘死。
But the 12 disciples obeyed and stayed in Jerusalem, where it was the most dangerous.
但係呢啲使徒係好順命啊，好遵命啊，知道係最危險嘅地方，佢哋都係留低落嚟。
And by Acts chapter 5, they still remained in Jerusalem to bear witness to Jesus Christ.
一直至到咧《使徒行传》第五章，佢哋都一直系留响耶路撒冷嚟到咧，系为耶稣作见证。
And they stayed even though the persecution was mounting.
当呢个逼迫越嚟越严厉嘅时候，佢哋继续都系留低。
Back in Acts chapter 4, it said that the Sanhedrin were annoyed at the disciples.
咁我哋正话都睇过啦，喺第四章咧系提及呢啲嘅撒都该人咧系非常嘅不满啊，对呢啲信徒。
But by chapter 5, it says that the Sanhedrin was furious at the 12 disciples.
到到第五章嘅时候，呢啲呢啲嘅公會啦，呢啲嘅猶太領袖啦，係非常嘅憤怒啊！對呢啲信徒。
And by verse 33, it says they wanted to put the apostles to death. They wanted to kill them.
到33節嗰陣時候，就直情恨啊，恨到咧要出口話我哋要殺咗佢哋。
And as we know, the famous Gamaliel intervened.
咁我哋大家都知道啦，係咪啊？呢個好出名嘅呢個導師，猶太嘅導師加瑪列嘅説話。
And Gamaliel persuaded the Sanhedrin to release the apostles, but gave them 39 lashes。
咁咧，本來佢哋真係想嗰陣時咧，就想殺咗佢哋噶啦，恨即係毒恨充滿曬佢哋嘅心。但係呢個加瑪利咧就話：，唔好殺佢哋，唔好殺佢哋，放佢哋出去先，放翻佢哋先，打佢哋39板啦，打到佢哋咧驚為止啦，就算啦。
And the Sanhedrin warned those disciples again, "Do not speak in the name of Jesus."
打完佢哋之後咧，就話：你哋以後都唔可以再講耶穌呢啲嘢。
And it says here, starting verse 41.
但係喺五章四十一節係我哋睇到呢啲咁樣嘅經文。
That the apostles left the Sanhedrin.
咁呢啲嘅使徒就離開公會啦。
Rejoicing that they have been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name.
居然心裏歡喜喎，仲覺得咧而家俾人哋打一身啊，受辱啊，呢啲係咧哇非常咁榮幸嘅事啊，係啊可以有機會去為耶穌而受辱係榮幸嘅事。
And it says day after day in the temple courts and from house to house.They never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is Messiah.
咁佢哋跟住嘅日子就係每一日都喺聖殿啦，喺唔同嘅人嘅屋裏邊啦，去嚟到分享耶穌基督嘅道啦，永生嘅道啦，去同人哋去教訓啦，係有交流啦。
It says they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news Jesus is Messiah.
所以看得出他們是從無間斷，從無間斷的，不斷地去宣揚耶穌基督，就是福音這個好消息，是我們得救的真理，耶穌就是這個救世主。
But they didn't just teach about Jesus.
但他們不只是教導有關耶穌的事。
They shared in his suffering and shame.
他們是來到是分擔耶穌受苦，他們也是同一受苦受難。
They considered an honor to suffer shame for the name of Jesus.
因為如果我們是為了耶穌的緣故而是受辱受害的時候，其實是一種的榮耀。
So we are called not only to witness about Jesus' suffering, we are also called to share in Jesus' suffering.
所以其實我們被呼召的人不是單單被呼召去傳揚這個福音和真理，其實我們也要有一個預備，就是我們要是被呼召去同樣地為耶穌而受苦受辱。
All of us are called to be witnesses.
因為我們所有的都是被呼召的人。
But you may say, well, I'm not the type who likes to speak in publicOn the stage or in the temple court in public.
咁或者你會話喂，但係我知道我要去做傳福音，但係我唔係幾得嘅喎，我唔可以上台講嘢或者喺公眾當中咧嚟到講嘢，我唔掂嘅喎。
But it also says here that they went house to house.
咁咧，佢哋唔單止喺公眾地方，佢哋仲係著家著户咁樣去同人哋分享。
Each one of us can do house to house.
咁我哋。可能不是各個人都可以當眾的去宣揚，但我們應該可以去探訪吧，去探每家每戶去來到用這個做一個傳揚福音的渠道嘛。
If we're a young mother with children, we can go house to house, we can go to the house of our children's playmates.
那我們做父母的，我們有孩子的，那我們可以跟孩子說，或者跟孩子其他的小朋友的家人裏面，或者藉著這些渠道可以去另外的家庭裏面來到作見證。
And you may say this persecution stuff is not for me. It's for those crazy missionaries like Paul. It's for those crazy missionaries like John Chow.
或者你會問，喂，我不是這類人，我不是好像保羅那麼偉大，或者剛才那個年輕人那個電影那個咁年青咁樣，好似傻傻地，我唔得噶，我唔掂噶，我唔捱得噶。
I just want to model a quiet life, godly life in Christ.
我淨係想自己咁樣閂埋門，或者唔閂門啦嚇，好公開咁做一個好聖潔嘅基督徒，咁已經好夠啦，係咪啊
？But this is what Paul says in 2 Timothy.
但係喺提摩太后书保罗系咁讲。
And at first he talks about all his sufferings on his first missionary journey.
咁喺呢度咧，保罗系提到咧，佢第一次出嚟传道嘅时候，有好多嘅逼迫，有好多嘅困难，好多嘅困苦。
But then he says in verse 12, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
点知后屘佢总结话喺第十二节。 佢話係啊，我係受咗好多苦，受咗好多逼迫。原來唔係淨係佢喎，原來凡立志在基督耶穌裏敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
So who here wants to live a godly life？
咁唔知我哋當中邊一個想過一啲敬虔度日嘅聖徒生活咧
？Yes，
係咪我哋都有呢個心志啊
？Well, Paul says all of us who live a godly life will be persecuted。
你知唔知啊？如果你想敬虔度日，你就會被逼迫噶啦。
All of us, each of us, are called to be a lifelong witness because we know Him and we've been with Him daily.
我哋每一個人都要將我哋以後嘅一生一世都成為耶穌基督嘅見證人，因為我哋每一日都係同耶穌響埋一起度過我哋嘅每一天。
To be a witness is a lifestyle for a lifetime.
所以我哋話做見證人其實唔係一刻一時做，係與我哋係一生一世，係我哋嘅生活嘅模式，我哋嘅生活方式。
We are called to be lifelong witnesses.
我哋一直係咁樣去做，係我哋嘅一生人嘅方向同埋目的。
Jesus has called us to a life of sacrificing and suffering for Him and with Him.
耶穌其實係祝福吩咐我哋，我哋要係一心一意、一生一世，將我哋嘅生命去奉上，甚至乎係要為佢嚟到係受苦。
We Chinese people should be the best at sacrificing for Jesus.
我哋中國華人應該係為耶穌最肯嚟到犧牲嘅一群人。
Because we're willing to sacrifice a lot to put our to send our kids to the best schools and have the best jobs.
因為我哋華人咧，一般啦嚇，應該傳統上咧，都好肯為我哋嘅仔女嚟到犧牲嘅嚇，自己死捱死底咧，就俾佢最好嘅教育啊、公書教學啊等等等等。
So we know how to sacrifice for Jesus.
所以我哋好識得點樣去嚟到犧牲自己嘅嚇，我哋識嘅。
And we are called, each one of us, to be a witness.
我哋咧，但系咧，除咗为我哋嘅仔女牺牲，其实我哋咧系被呼召，耶稣呼召我哋每一个去为佢而受苦、受辱、受牺牲。
We are all called to a godly life, to live a godly life and being persecuted.
我哋每一个都系被呼召，系为主嘅耶稣嚟到过敬虔度日嘅生活。
We are all called to be counted worthy of suffering shame for the name of Jesus.
我哋每一个人都被呼召，系我哋应该要视自己，系认为咧受羞辱嘅时候、受苦嘅时候，其实系神觉得我哋系配得上。
We are all called to never stop teaching and proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ.
我哋被呼召系永远都唔好停止，系为佢作教导同埋宣扬耶稣福音。
We are all called to proclaim in the temple courts and house to house.
我哋系被呼召响唔同嘅地方，响圣殿、响教会或者响人嘅家里边。
We are all called to be martyrs or witnesses.
到到最后尾，我哋都系会被呼召。如果系会发生嘅话，可能我哋系会被受辱、受逼迫、受死。
And I want to close with this verse from Acts 22.
咁我想完結之前咧，就係讀呢個《使徒行傳》22:15。
Because this is what Jesus is saying to us.
因為咧，耶穌係咁樣同我哋講。
He says, "You will be His witnesses to all peoples of what you have seen and heard."
Is it 22:15?
Yes.
因為耶穌係咁講，因為你要將所看見的、所聽見的，對著萬人為他作見證。
So we are called to be lifelong witnesses of Jesus Christ.
所以我哋呢個作見證係我哋一生嘅侍奉。
Because we know Him and we have experienced Him.
因為我哋係同主耶穌係有一個好親密嘅關係，我哋認識佢，係佢同我哋一齊。
Because our eyes have seen what He can do.
因為我哋係見過佢能夠所做到嘅嘢。
And our ears have heard his voice and his words that have changed our lives. So let's go out and be his witnesses to all peoples of what we have seen and heard and know.
所以我哋都係要有呢個立志呢個心，係要闖出去，嚟到係向萬人為佢作見證。
Thank you very much.
多謝各位。
And I just want to let you know, outside we have a table.
啊，出邊有一張嘅有一張嘅有一個位，有一個台。
And we have some resources to equip people to be witnesses.
咁我哋有一啲資料咧。係嚟到點樣裝備一啲人咧，係作一個好嘅見證。
And I just want to especially point this out. It's playing cards.
咁呢個咧係一份嗰啲好似卡咁嘅，可以玩遊戲咁嘅。
And each card has a different picture of a story from the Bible.
每一張卡上高咧，其實係有一個唔同嘅聖經故事。
And there is no words.
冇字喺度嘅。
There's 108 Bible stories.
有108個聖經嘅故事。
We have used these to share the gospel in school dormitories.
我哋以前係一直都有試用呢啲嘅工具咧，嚟到響學校啦、宿舍啦。
Among children.
小童當中咧，用呢啲卡啦。
And on mission trips to high persecution places.
同埋去一啲咧風險好大嘅。傳福音的目的地
because no one knows this is the Bible. It looks like a toy.
因為咧，你乍眼睇咧，你唔知道佢係講聖經嘅故事，以為咧係一啲嘅玩具啊、卡啊咁樣。
And if you want to learn how to tell Jesus stories while witnessing, we're happy to send someone to come and help train.
咁所以如果你想利用呢啲卡啊嚟到幫助你咧，係做見證咧，我哋好樂意咧，係會供應一啲人咧嚟到係幫你手啊、講解啊，點樣利用呢啲卡。
So may the Lord bless you and may you go out to be His witnesses of all that you've seen and heard.
求神咧係祝福各位，讓你咧係能夠滿心嘅喜樂嘅滿心嘅剛強壯膽嘅去同遇見你嘅人嚟到講解神耶稣基督的名。
Thank you very much.
多谢大家。
Thank you, Dr. Mary Hall, for preaching. 请会众再次嘅站立，我哋唱回应诗，凭信跨过。城市铿锵，许多人众多千百上，很多志向。这里见证城市兴衰，许多人理想都远去，很多破碎。崎岖的高山峻岭，哭泣声中等救情，主必引领，红雷的那光，已看不见吗？信心也必软化，更捉紧十架。那灌哭泣不暂停，未来得不到保证。神你恩典统领，必不看轻。暗里的那光。作我的靠依，承诺从没变化，你应许在此。
纵使世界已变样，愿重新找到方向，让我坚守这信仰，凭信必可跨过那这一障。听见你众儿女呼声，都恳求你念光照遍，施恩眷顾，崎岖的高山尽力，哭泣声中等救星，主必引领，暗里的那光已看不见吗？信心也必远化，跟足紧十架，那管哭泣不暂停，未来得不到保证，神你恩典统领，必不看轻，暗里的那光，作我的靠依，承诺从没变化，你应许在此，纵使世界已变样，愿重新找到方向，让我坚守这信仰，凭信必可跨过打这一仗，让我坚守这信仰，凭信必可跨过打这一仗。
会众请坐。
接着下来是奉献，大家都知道网上转账或者现金支票或者放在我们的奉献箱都可以，我们是对神爱心的回应，奉献也都是我们基督徒的本分和责任，也都欢迎福音朋友们能够凭信心参与我们。我们现在低头为这个奉献祷告。天父上帝，你是我们今生不变的主宰，你的恩手为我们预备丰盛的人生，也都造就我们知道我们做物主的大能，为此献上感恩。你是供应我们一生的供应者，为了你赐给我们充充足足的日常所需，我们再次献上感谢。我们今天将从你而来的献上给你，求你悦纳，使用在圣工上，使到福音广传，令到万民得到从你而来的福分。以上不完全的祷告是奉主耶稣基督得圣名字祈求， Amen。 请大家站立，我们同唱三一颂，然后由五男生传道为我们带来从神的祝福，然后是阿门颂。
请仍然站立，领受主的祝福。愿赐平安的上帝亲自使你们全然成圣。愿你的灵、你们的魂和你的身体都得蒙保守， 在我主耶稣基督再来的日子，完完全全是无可指责，从今时直到永永远远，阿门。
请坐。我哋有片刻嘅时间嚟思想刚才带嚟嘅由郑培芬博士带嚟神嘅话语，同埋思想我哋能够在佢嘅话语中学习到嘅嘢。我们默想言毕，再一次代表教会欢迎网上和实体的弟兄姊妹、福音朋友们参与我们今天的敬拜。请问在我们当中有没有新来的朋友、路过到访的？我们右手边有没有？左中间、左手边、楼上，我们都是弟兄姊妹们，我们再一次欢迎郑培芬博士和他的家人来到我们的当中，再一次欢迎你。接着下来我们有粤语堂的乒乓球的邀请赛的信息，日子很近了，2月28号。我们的主办弟兄姊妹有没有事要讲？如果没有的呢，我们就会略过了，因为每次我们都有报告过，大家预留时间。跟着呢，这个 Parent Escape 的2月13号很近了，就是给那些父母们呢有一个休闲的时间，所费不多，几元而已，五元就可以买一个宁静的晚上享受一下二人世界。这个是我们那些年轻弟兄的贡献来的，你们多多支持他吧。跟着呢，就是陈锦康长老呢就会想上来为大家讲几句话，关于这个特别大会的。
其实今天有两个的宣告想跟大家分享。第一個很清楚啦，就是為咗回應會友對近期粵語部牧者崗位嗰個變動，表達咗好多嘅關心關切嘅啦。咁所以粵語堂咧喺下個禮拜日完咗崇拜之後咧，我哋會有一個特別嘅聚會，我哋歡迎會友或者係非會友都可以參與嘅。我哋完咗崇拜之後，跟住就喺大堂嗰度，我哋會有呢個特別嘅聚會。第二個咧就係我哋冇登出嚟，我哋都好感謝神啦，喺呢個嘅轉接嘅期間伍南生傳道都係接受咗長義會嗰個嘅邀請，喺呢個時候係擔當呢個嘅義務過渡性義務 intern 點講啊？即係牧者佢會即刻就已經係正式係應承咗，係開始擔當喺義務嘅事工。咁大家都為我哋呢件事祈禱。 幫助南新傳道同埋長議會同埋一啲教執事長老一起嘅嚟到係為教會嚟嘅繼續嘅守望，特別係預堂嘅事工，請大家繼續嘅為呢件事嚟嘅禱告。
接着下来是2月18号的三堂的联合新春祈祷会，留意是周三的晚上7点至8点半，希望大家预留时间回来教会一起祷告。接着呢就英语堂的英语的 ESL 班呢，又一样是逢周五晚7点半至9点，第一階段2月20日至3月27日，第二階段4月10日至5月15日，英語堂的新 Hoffman 傳道呢，你們可以聯絡他的。另外呢2月13日晚上7点半至9点亦都會有英語班的義工訓練，有興趣參加的弟兄姊妹們，請你聯絡新 Hoffman 傳道。英語堂的啟發過程 Alpha Course 呢，就18至30歲的青年 的啟發過程，是這個2月24日起逢周二晚6点半至8点半，為期8周，是將會在 Richmond West 的一個家庭裡面進行，亦都是請聯絡新傳道報名，歡迎帶領一些新的朋友一同參與。我们今天的聚会就到此结束，愿神赐福给大家，有一个愉快的新年，农历新年。